CBS Monday.
NCIS!
Here's where we can see them.
NCIS and NCIS Hawaii return with all new cases.
Double tap to the chest, one to the head.
These guys are professionals.
All new criminals.
Violent Island, you got here.
Welcome to paradise.
And all new crimes to be solved.
If you're watching this, I've been arrested.
What are the charges?
Just one. Murder.
New NCIS and NCIS Hawaii, Monday, starting at 9, 8 central, on CBS and streaming on Paramount+.
I would say no. I mean, obviously we got off to another slow start. I feel like we just gonna have to continue to limit turnovers, which we did a good job on. We shared the ball a lot this game, but I feel like we can be better for sure.
Why were you guys able to click so well offensively, especially there in the second half when you really got things going?
I feel like us being unselfish as a team kind of helps, and then I feel like the shots were just dropping for us. Like, it was kind of our night, so.
You guys each had a career high, and typically in college basketball, guys with your pedigrees might have trouble playing together, but you guys seem to play seamlessly. Could you talk about that?
Yeah, I know Matt Game inside out, playing against him, playing with him. You know, he's a great player. High school, toughest player I played against in high school, so, you know, I know his game. I know when he get it in his spots, let him go to work, let him do what he do. He's a great passer, so if he ever gets stuck, he always looking to pass it too.
Jaden, it seemed like you asserted yourself early at the start of the game. Was that a mindset you had coming into the game, or were you just taking what the defense was giving you?
Really kind of just taking what the defense gave me. Like, if I'm in an open spot, just take it, not trying to force anything, and then really just trying to see where my teammates was at too.
Hey, just how different was this game for you tonight, Isaiah, as opposed to the game on Friday when it felt like you just really couldn't get anything going off? It's like, you know, get into a flow.
Yeah, I mean, it felt great because I was out there on the court playing, and, you know, they were sort of kind of letting us play. It wasn't a long game and didn't cause as much fouls as the last game, so I was just happy to be out there doing what I can to help the team win.
There were certain times tonight where there was one point where you guys scored 10 points to start a 18-3 run, and I think in the first half you scored some consecutive baskets. Do you feel like you two need to play well together for this team to succeed, and do you feel like you're starting to play better together?
Well, I feel like we'll play better if, like, we both are on the same page and doing well, but it's not just us. Like, everybody has to be on the same page, and I feel like if everybody's clicking, everybody being unselfish, like, we could be hard to stop. So,
Jane, there was one play right near the end about 6 minutes ago. You let a fast break down the floor, and you flipped it to Quade, and then you kept going to the basket with your arm up, and you were kind of in the air. It almost looked like it was a fake because Quade then flipped it back to Isaiah for a slam. Was that a setup?
Nah, it just happened. I thought he was going to throw it to me. I didn't even know he was trailing. And I looked back, and I just seen him flesh it. So that's really what happened.
Yeah.
You guys played a lot more man tonight than zone. What contributed to that?
I'd say just coach. You know, Coach Hop likes to mix it up. When you have a group of guys that can play man or zone, you know, you never know what he's going to tell us to start in, what we're going to play. We just have to play defense.
You guys were able to cut down on the turnovers tonight. You finished with 10. What kind of factored into taking care of the ball better?
Really, like, coach told us that we need to value the ball more, and so that's what we've been working on a lot in practice. And I feel like that helped tonight. And then not just forcing nothing. Like, if we just run our plays, and then that's what happened.
You guys finally broke out from behind the arc tonight. How does that help you guys offensively?
Helps us a lot. I know last game we didn't hit a three, but guys can shoot it on this team. I know it haven't showed it, like, statistically, but, I mean, we work on it every day in practice. So it's just, you know, it's just going to happen. Some games you don't shoot right. Some games it's on. Some games it's off. So.
Couple more guys.
Do you guys feel like have to be patient with yourselves, that you're learning, or do you feel like you should be further along?
But I feel like we do have to be patient because it's not, like, the same as high school. I feel like, we're not just, like, the only people on our team. We're, like, it's all for us. Like, we have to find ways to create for each other and our other teammates. So, that's pretty much.
Jaden,
Did you feel like you did that tonight?
Yeah, I feel like we all did. Like, everybody was playing unselfish.
Did you think you saw, like, a glimpse of what you guys can be on the offensive side of things?
Yeah, I mean, we've seen it in practice. We just haven't had one in a game. We had 7 minutes in Alaska, 8 minutes in Alaska, a couple other moments. But for longer periods of time today, we shared it. We moved better. We pushed it in transition, and we had a better offensive rhythm. So this team has a lot of potential. There's no getting around it. But we, you know, they were really good tonight.
Can you talk about Jaden McDaniels' breakout performance tonight?
Yeah, he was spectacular, man. The thing about it, he was really, really efficient today. He scored some points in a few shots. I think we felt like we got him the ball in better areas. Got a couple really good wide open threes. That's always nice. And, you know, he's such a good defensive player. You know, he's just scratching the surface. And so it's going to be fun to work with these guys. We took another, you know, we talked about baby steps, took one more baby step, but we still got a long way to go.
He said that you talked to the team about valuing the ball. Mm-hmm. With, you know, with him, because he's so creative, how do you balance that to where that you don't take away that creative side of it?
I'll never take away a creative side of a great player, ever. That's the one thing that I learned from my years. You got to let the artist paint. I think the biggest thing is you got to teach them. It's got to be less dribbles. It's got to be more precise. You know, in high school, you can do this. In college, you can't get against good teams. I felt him. We got him on the elbow. We got him out. We've got him some space on the three-point line. With space, he's pretty remarkable. And we talked with this team about unforced turnovers. You know, 25% of our turnovers were travels. That's self-inflicted. 15% of our turnovers were just like, "Hey, Percy," and throwing it that way. "Hey, Percy." And so those are things that we can control. And that's 50%, and it ended up, 10 turnovers rather than, 21. I thought that was a big step. They shared the ball tonight.
What does it do for the offense when the outside shots start falling like they were tonight?
It changes the game. It's the, the three-point shot is the, it's the great equalizer. It's got to be, last year we got really good because we defended it better than anybody, and we were in our league. When we got to the league, we shot it better than anybody. And so those are the types of things that we've got to improve on right now defensively from defending the three-point line. I know they made three or four late, but it's got to be a value. That's where we can improve drastically, and we will. And, if we get good shots offensively, we got multiple shot makers. It's just taking the right ones. And I thought they shared it. We got in better rhythm. This game is contagious, and when the ball's moving and sharing and got good rhythm, that's when you make shots. It's the basketball gods working.
When you signed Stewart and McDaniels, did you wonder how they play together? Because sometimes players of that ilk, need to have the ball each. Yep. These guys seem to play pretty unselfishly.
When you're recruiting guys, people were talking about the one and done. Are you guys recruiting one and done? We're recruiting the right type of guys. The right fits. And if you watched both of them, Jaden, even in high school, is a great passer, unselfish. His coaches used to always say, we want him to shoot more. We're trying to get him. His nature is he's got incredible vision, and he can really pass. And that's the same thing with Isaiah. They're winners, and that's what makes them special. It's not only his special talents, but guys that are going to have long careers because it's all about winning for them. And I think the college game is difficult. It's physical. It's fast. And like we talk about the dance partners, they're starting to get a rhythm with each other and knowing, it's like quad A today. That's, 10 assists, getting the rhythm going, starting initiating that. It's contagious. And so you're starting to see a little bit more chemistry, and that's always a great thing.
Quad A seems so calm and collected on the floor. How big of a difference does it have having him? For these first 5 games or so?
It's, he's elite, and the kid can score, and he's sacrificing for the betterment of the team. And as it keeps going further, teams will start taking away this, and he's going to hit more shots. But everybody's playing what they have to do. I thought Hamir Wright was really good tonight, too. He only took three shots, but they were threes. He knocked them down, went to the open spot, had 5 rebounds, 2 assists, 1 steal in 25 minutes. And that's how this team is going to win. It's not going to be one particular guy. It's going to be a group of guys playing for something greater than themselves.
seems like Isaiah Stewart brings a certain attitude to the team. How does the rest of the team feed off of that?
You know, he's been an incredible leader since I've known him, since he's been young. And he just, when you have a guy that, you know, talks about winning, talks about, you know, what leaders have to, whatever they talk about, they have to follow through with, and he does everything right. He's almost, he's a dream to coach, from the locker room to encouraging guys, to challenging guys, to competing, to work ethic, to going to class, to taking care of your body. You know, check, 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 check. He's just, he's a special, that's what makes him different, man. He's a different kid.
Baseball has begun, which means you need to listen to Fantasy Baseball Today in 5, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Scott White, Chris Towers, and me, Frank Sample, every Monday through Saturday as we deliver all of your fantasy baseball needs in just 5 minutes. We'll break down the biggest performers, news, and prospects who could make an impact this season. Make sure to download and follow on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, the Odyssey app, and everywhere else podcasts are found.